This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine. Hello and welcome to another episode of Wine and Dine in LA with Anush. I'm so happy to have you join our today's conversation. My guest today is visiting California all the way from Armenia for a very exciting occasion. He and his company has launched an amazing artisan beverage, but I'll let him tell you more about what it is. My today's guest is Pavel Khachatryan. He is the CEO and the founder of Noah's Orchard Distilling Company. And the product that they're launching is called Arales. Hi, Pavel. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much for joining the show, and thank you for sharing your story. We're very happy to have you on the show, and we're very happy to have your product in California, because we were very much looking forward to this kind of wonderful beverage. I'd love to hear all about what it is, and I'd love you to share information about your product with the listeners. I like typically to start my interviews with a little bit of history of the family, where you come from, what is your heritage and the background, because I think it's a very important piece of the business, a piece of for everything that you do, it impacts the family, impacts it greatly. So why don't you share with us?
So first of all, thank you very much for giving me opportunity to speak now with you and the radio listeners. Second, I would like to apologize for my bad English, let's say, because I am Armenian-speaking guy, but I will try to do my best. So for your question, look, our company, Noah's Orchard Company, it's a very small boutique family business distilling company that produces premium quality, Armenian premium quality fruit brandies. And we are focused not on the quantity, because we produce only limited quantity, approximately 50,000 bottles per year, but we are focusing on quality. So we know and we guarantee every bottle that was made in our company. So this is our introduction of my company.
Of your company. Pavel, are you from Armenia or you are from somewhere else and you moved to Armenia to start this?
No, I'm from Armenia. I'm Yerevan guy. Let's say typical Yerevan guy. Of course, my grand-grandma and grand-grandpa, all of outside from Armenia, as all Armenians, you know. But they, after genocide, they come to Armenia directly. So I am Armenian boy, Yerevan boy, and we are making our business in Yerevan, in capital Yerevan.
Awesome. I'm from Yerevan as well. I'm a Yerevanci, typical Yerevanci, as you say it as well. How did you decide to go into a distilling business? Was it just like one day you said, okay, I'm going to do this, or was this something that you were interested in, and is your background is in distilling, or you did something else before this?
I can't say that I'm typical crazy Yerevan guy whose education sense and the business nothing to do one with the other. By my education, I am specialist of Oriental languages, Arabic language, and the history of Islam. But my businesses that I am involved was, let's say, a chain of pizzerias before under the name Tifosi. A lot of Yerevan people knows about it. And also I'm a Puma sport equipment distributor in our country. Puma, Head, Wilson, Atomic tennis equipment provider, and also skiing equipment. But this business, approximately 10 years ago, I don't even know how, but I decided to make such business in Armenia. Why? Because after thinking, I understand that we have two very, very interesting things to begin this business. First is fruits. Our fruits, everyone knows that they are so unique. The taste of our Armenian fruits are fantastic, unique. And also we have water, spring water, pure spring water. And in our bottles, there are only fruit and water. No any additives, no sugar, no carbon, nothing, no aromas. So that's why I understand that we have two most important things to enter to this business, to have a very quality product. Of course, you have to have very quality fruits. And on our planet, you know, Noah's orchards are in the same place, Ararat Valley, and fruits are also fantastic. The water is also fantastic. And that's why I decide that here I have low risk, and we can make a normal product, high quality product, and when we begin,
Very good. Hello. I mean, it is makes sense to do that. Perfect produce and amazing water, you know, makes to a product that doesn't exist on the market. I know that there is a lot of homemade drinks, they are sometimes called ori or vodka, that bankhashat, something like that. And I want you to go into that in a little bit. But your vision was right on point. There is no such product, no such quality product that is available on the international market, at least. I don't know if, like, in Armenia, it's some, like, homemade something, but still. So going back to the to what I asked, this is called, the product that you're making is called fruit brandy. What is fruit brandy, and what is this and in Armenia, when they say ori or vodka, is this the same thing, or what is the difference?
Look, we have a problem about the name of the product. All nations who are involved in producing such things, they have their brands. You know, it's a matter of protecting designation of origin. Even Georgians, our neighbors, have already their chacha. So they are making the same product under national name chacha. The French people making the same product under the name eau de vie. German people, they are making the same under the name schnapps. Slivovica, the Balkanian people, Raki, the Albanians. Only Armenians are very unique, as usual, because, look, we are calling it, whiskey, also whiskey on Armenian. Gin, we call gin the same in Armenian language. Everything. A cognac, we are telling cognac. The only thing that we are translating, I don't know why, is the vodka. Everywhere in the world, vodka is vodka. When it comes to Armenia, Armenians translate the word vodka and call it ori or arak. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when you are producing something different, let's say fruit brandies, we name it same vodka, arak, ori or kashat ori, as you are telling, as vodka. But vodka can be only the name of the product, which is coming from potato, spirit from potato, or from grain. And that's it. Why we call it fruit brandy? because, let's say, America Food and Drug Department do not let to enter anything if you didn't write for the consumer the words fruit brandy. European countries, they do not let us to write fruit brandy. They are demanding on the labels fruit spirit. Russian market demanding to write fruit vodka. So that's why I'm telling that it is very important case for our government, for our country, to find out the name which will identify the name of fruit brandy, let's say, Kashat Ohi, mm-hmm. or Merkain Ohi, or fruit brandy. This is very important to mm-hmm. enter to any market with the same name. But this task is the task of government. Yesterday I was on the meeting, online meeting with our consulate, with economy of Ministry of Economy, and I see there was a guy with a family name Baghdasarian, also from Fruit Spirits, wine and your company's name, Wine and Spirits mm-hmm. of America, or
mm-hmm.
okay. So we all talking about this matter that we need normal identification name for our product. In American market, as the rules told us, we are under name fruit brandy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is fruit brandy. Because brandy is coming from wine, and I am receiving, this is my technology, we are receiving wine from the fruits, and then from the wine, we are taking the spirit. We are distilling it, taking the spirit, and it's becoming fruit brandy.
I was going to ask, if you don't mind, to guide us through what is the process, how is it made. You sort of went through it, but in a little bit more detail. So you collect the fruit, or the fruit is brought into the facility.
Yeah, I understand. So look, this process is very interesting, but very also accurate process that we are going on. First, we are preparation of the fruits. We are preparing the fruits for fermentation. It means cleaning, washing, destoning, grinding, pulping all the fruits. Yeah, to speed up the fermentation process. It takes approximately 2 weeks minimum for this mash to ferment. Ferment, it means from natural sugar that we have in the fruits, the natural sugar, converting into spirits,
mm-hmm.
into spirit. So this is the fermentation process. We add some water, some yeast, controlling the pH value of the fermentation liquid, and after 2 weeks minimum, it is ready for distillation. Then, look, the distillation process, it is approximately, I cannot say how many years. Minimum is 700 years, but we have also proofs that humanity distilling brandies, let's say, from fruit or some grains, more than 4,000 years. So now coming the distillation process, and this technological process of extracting, let's say, alcohol from the mash, from the fermentation mash, by evaporation, you know? This is very mm-hmm. sensitive process because all chemical products, compounds, directly affect for your brandy, for the quality of your brandy. And we make classical distillation. Two-time distillation. And after the second distillation, we are reaching the right level of alcohol, and the fruit brandy spirit already finished. Now we have spirit, pure spirit. We are making it, taking out the head part as cognac producing, you know, keeping only mm-hmm. the heart, also gathering mm-hmm. the tails. We are taking out, first of all, methanol, you know, the poison.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, during the distillation, this is the first step of the process. Then we add some water to receive our alcohol content, freeze it. It go under the chiller, then filtering, then bottling, then labeling, then packaging. So it's very long and hard process. Also, we have the, let's say, aged brandies. Look like tequila makers, they make Añejo or Reposado, right? We also making our spirits to be aged in casks. I have to say that our casks are all from Limousin Forest, French casks. The best casks that are now in the market. We buy it from France, from Bordeaux, we bring it to Armenia, and all maturation and aging process, it's go in these casks. We have to keep the right temperature. It is usually 15, 20 degrees. Here you have some rich aromas, and you receive the color. So we keep them in oak barrels for 5 years because we want not to lose the natural taste and aromas of the fruit. You know, if we keep more than 5 years, the wood extract will take more than the natural taste and aromas the fruit that has.
I have to ask you, I'm sorry, before we have about 2 minutes before we go to the break, but I wanted to ask before we continue with the process, have you tried to use Armenian oak barrels? And if yes, what was the difference between the Armenian oak versus French oak in those brandies?
Very, very interesting, very, very interesting question, because on my opinion, this is a very big problem. Armenian oak is fantastic oak as a wood, right? But the barrel makers, they are killing the wood. I will explain you how. When we go to France for tonneleria, let's say, right, where the barrels are making, they are showing us the wood, which is under the roof, under the air, approximately 2 or 3 years, naturally, it have to evaporate the water, and it have to be dry, naturally, not artificially. In Armenia, they are buying the wood, putting in some containers, or even worse, in some rooms under the high temperature, and they are taking out liquid from the wood artificially. But also, all specialists know that the wood is breathing, and the wood is taking out not necessary vapors and taking into the barrel oxygen with air. So in Armenian barrels, mostly, they kill the wood under very high temperature when they use it for the preparation of the wood, and all micro small holes of the natural wood are closed. And the barrel becoming look like just a tank to spirit storage place, you know?
I see.
Because it is not working with the air. But the
I see.
Main thing during these years, the smoothness of the aging at maturation process, it have to be only naturally, nothing artificial you have to use. So from the beginning, if you're using Armenian casks, which are made in Armenia, from very nice wood, but very bad way, you lose everything. That's why in my aging territory, we have any Armenian casks. What a pity, but we have no yet. Because we didn't find that right tonneleria, which is ready to wait 3 years for wood to be naturally be dehydration. You understand?
I have to. This is such an amazing conversation, wonderful. I have to, unfortunately, take a break, but we will be back shortly to continue and learn more about Arales Fruit Brandy. We'll see you in a minute.
wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine.